Welcome back to 5RM Sports Saturday. Lockyer Nobby on a Saturday morning powered by the Big River Tavern. Now, summer sports, they might seem a while away, Nobby, but it's going to be here quicker than we know it.
Oh, yeah, and it's nothing like getting ready, is there?
Early. Yeah, and I guess fortunate that sports are, there's a lot more clarity around sports now than what there was at the start of the winter sporting season for prospective summer sports. Baseball falls into this category, and they've had their AGM working behind the scenes, and a familiar voice to Sports Saturday joins us, Paul Reid, Riverland Baseball. Reedy, good morning.
Yes, g'day, boys. Yeah,
good morning, Paul.
Good to hear the voices again.
What's going on, mate? What's happened?
Yeah, lots. I think we're all just hanging for the summer. And as Lockie just led into then, the league, it really sort of only shuts down for probably 2 months, I'd say. And then things start happening behind the scenes, as we all know, in committees and stuff that it always takes a lot of planning, especially the tricky time we're all going through here. So the AGMs has happened for the junior and senior league. Peter Perry, who was the president, has been for the Riverland Baseball League the last 3 years, has actually stood down just through other commitments he has. And Brendan Markwick, who is now the league president, he's been the vice president for those 3 years. So he's done his traineeship. He's ready to go. And really, a message from him, he just wanted me to say, is it's not going to change. It was in the right direction. We're just going to keep ploughing forward. So exciting times ahead. And the junior structure is still a huge emphasis on what we want and where we're heading with the competition. We all know that the juniors today are tomorrow's sort of future. So we need that to keep growing and build on what we did last year in the comp. The eight-week sort of season seems at this stage to be what will be followed again in the same format and the same ages. So it's T-ball, which is the 4-7, and then 8-12 in the coach pitch. So that is boys and girls. And last year, I think in two games, there was actually more girls than boys, which was exciting to see, not just on the ratio side, but just to see that they really held their own and enjoyed the game. And in the seniors, unfortunately, the Black Sox have not put a team forward this year. So after their up and down season last year, it just sort of took its toll on a few of the committee members and they sort of stood down. Unfortunately, there wasn't that next group in line to do it. So they just thought 1 year off, it's not done and dusted, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But they just thought 1 year off could be the plan there. So in the seniors, it'll be a bit of a different look this year. Berry and Renmark will be the only towns at this stage with teams, and they'll have two each. Renmark did have the two Bs and one A. They've had a few changes in their lineup, so they're just at this stage have nominated two. So it'll be, and then same with Berry. So what the league has come up with, instead of having two A grade and two B grade, gets very boring playing each other every week. And by the time the finals come, the enjoyment sort of done and passed. It does also then create the mentality of really you only need to play and win two games, the prelim and then the final. And there's, so that sort of thing. But what we've done is we've tried to come up with an idea and we believe at this stage that it is the best. And it is a one grade competition, which will be called A grade. And what will happen is the A-grade teams last year, those players that are playing in this season, will actually be evenly distributed through the other teams. So, in a way, it's A-graders filtering through into the B-grade comp, if that makes sense. So, it'll be evenly done, and teams are encouraged to not stack their team and say, I want to play with my mates. We're trying to have, the common sense approach of if you've got three pitchers in one team and only one in the other, let's go 2-2, and so on with catchers and fielders and stuff like that. So it's, as I said, a different look at it, but we believe that'll give us the most even competition. And not only that, just something that will be enjoyable. So at this stage, it'll be very red and very blue. So you can imagine the banter that's going to happen in that, and same with Renmark blue and Renmark white. So at this stage, there's sort of a few rumours going around that some people aren't really keen on that format. But unfortunately, when some people don't rock up for meetings and you get the lack of interest there, the decisions have to be made for the future of the competition because, as I said earlier, it really is what it's all about.
Yeah, look, mate, it's no good having a lopsided comp if you can do something about it. Maybe, Paul, you could have just done it like the old schoolyard, picked a couple of captains and let them pick their team, but problem is I'll be the last one picked, and I'd never like that.
Yeah, well, there was all different scenarios put forward, but, you know, as I said, I'm actually excited about it myself. I think that, you know, there's some younger pitchers in there, you know, the 15 to 18-year-olds, which I think will blossom. Yep. Yes, they'll have to pitch against some, you know, last year A-grade quality batters, but I really think it'll give them a look at how to pitch and how to structure it, but also a more of a solid field behind them as well. So, you know, I think it'll bolster their confidence in that way. And, you know, the fence is a long way, so I don't think they have to worry about that sort of happening. But exciting times and new areas we're travelling through. The league, one thing they did say was the best of three final series was definitely going to happen.
Excellent.
Again.
Yeah,
huge positive feedback from everyone, not just supporters and players, but committee members and our life members as well, were just saying, geez, why haven't we been doing this all the time, guys? So, so I think that's here to stay, for sure.
Excellent initiative last year and worked out pretty good, Paul. Hey, good to see that the baseball is, you know, change just brings opportunity, mate. And like you said, the young blokes coming up, well, you might just unearth a couple future stars there, and some of the old A-graders might all of a sudden find after the first round that they're really up against it, because these young fellas got the capacity to learn real quick.
Certainly, and I watched a few of the games last year, especially the second and third game of the B-grade series, and if you didn't know what grade it was, you would assume that it was the top level. So you're dead right there, Nobby. It's only going to make it bigger and stronger for the future, and you know, I think there's a few of those last year's A graders that might find themselves having to train a bit more, and it'll fatten up the numbers, boys.
Excellent.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Paul, season start date, has that one already been set, or is it still to be worked out?
It's set at this stage to be the first weekend after Long, which has eluded me. I think it's the 9th.
Yeah, yes, somewhere around there.
October.
Yep.
I think it's around Friday the 9th. The juniors will be the following week. There is, Berry have already set a come and try day, which is August 22nd at Glassy Park at 10 a.m. And I believe Renmark are going to hold one as well. That is from juniors to seniors to whoever, even if they just want to come have a look. And there's one Lockie Winnell that people are chasing, mate.
I don't know where these speculations come from. I haven't mentioned one thing about playing, but it seems to be brought up quite a bit.
We'll have to send him to summer camp, Reedy.
That's right. We'll get him there. But no, it is an exciting game for those. And a few people I've bumped into, they said, oh, I'd really like to do it, but it'll choke up my weekend, where I believe it's the opposite. And that's why I still like the game, because you play Friday night and you get your weekend to yourself.
So. Absolutely. Reedy, we'll talk again a bit closer to the season, but that come and try to the 22nd of August. More details, Facebook, you can find the Riverland Baseball, Renmark Baseball as well, Berry Baseball. Reedy, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Come on, summer. Bring it on. Thank you.
Cheers.